This is a work of the Durham Church of Christ. Visit our website at durhamcoc.com.
As we continue our series doing word studies in Colossians chapter 3, we're going to move on in verse 12 of Colossians 3 to another aspect that Paul has instructed by inspiration of the Holy Ghost that one is to put on as a new man. We'll note that in our previous lesson, we refer to verses 8 and following that we are to put off certain things: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another. But rather, verse 10, we're to put on this new man. That is, we are taking off a garment of filth, an inner garment, that is, and putting on a new garment, a garment that is pure and righteous, one that abides in the commandments of God. And so as one puts on this new metaphorical garment, that is a new life, he puts on, number two, kindness, verse 12. Holy and beloved, he says, put on therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, number two, kindness. Kindness, yes. Meanness is not soundness. It is not healthy spiritually to be mean and cruel to others. One can stand for the truth. One can be uncompromising in his conviction and faith and allegiance to the doctrine of Christ without being cruel, without being mean-spirited, and by, at the same time, being kind. This word kind means quality of being helpful. Generosity is the idea, being generous and helpful to others. And we understand that this word has been translated as goodness, for example. In Romans chapter 11 and verse 12, we see that God has been good. Verse 22, Romans chapter 11, verse 22, it says, behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fell severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shall be cut off. God has been good toward us. He has been kind toward us. He has done benevolently toward us, been generous toward us, been helpful toward us. That's what this word means. Just as God has been good toward us, likewise, we ought to be good, helpful, generous toward others. But it is also translated as gentleness in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22. When Paul here is listing the fruit of the Spirit, we see that he says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Well, that word gentleness is kindness, being kind toward others. You know, it's really hard to be kind and be rough at the same time, if you think about it. That is, rough in our transactions, in our interactions with others. If one is going to be kind, one then is likewise gentle in his demeanor, in his attitude, in his speech, in his tone. And so, if one is going to put on the new man, if one is going to begin to abide in the doctrine of Christ and walk in the light, then one is going to put on kindness.